The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is back with me, the travel journalist and the Lonely Planet author, to whisk us away somewhere for the ultimate guide. Where am I being whisked to this week, Fionn?
Going to Cancun in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico.
Whisk me there anytime you want. Tell me
about it. It's an exciting, so, you know, the Irish Airlines or airlines out of Ireland, they're constantly adding new routes. Aer Lingus have like virtually every city in North America at this stage. But they just recently announced that they're going to run a seasonal flight. So from the 6th of January to the 29th of April, direct from Dublin to Cancun.
Okay.
And I think it's an overused phrase, but a game changer. I mean, I think it's a big deal insofar as that Cancun is for North American holidaymakers,
yeah,
is as popular as, I don't know, the Costa del Sol or, you know, okay, it's a massive.
So before we get into it,
yeah,
geolocate me. Am I on the Pacific or Atlantic side?
You're on the Atlantic side.
Oh, so it's Caribbean.
Yeah.
What? Baja California. That's the other place.
Baja California is the other side. Okay, no. This is down. So this is like on the border with Belize.
Right. Okay. So we're right down there. Yeah.
And it's the Yucatan Peninsula. So you've got like, you know, Maya ruins, but on the right on the sea, you have Cancun, which has been for the last, well, I guess maybe 50 years at this stage. Now, like imagine in 1974, just this deserted spit of land. And now you have it's the chameleon of the Caribbean, they call it. A third of Mexico's tourism revenue, one third is Cancun.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. And so you have like 32,000 rooms. It's Miami. It's Las Vegas with Miami kind of flamingo pink.
Yeah. But in my mind now, Fionn, right, Cancun, like my images of Cancun are all formed from watching MTV in my 20s, and it's spring break people.
Spring break. Sure. And there it's a party place.
Napalm the place. And
yeah. My sister went on her honeymoon to Cancun.
Right.
And loved it.
Okay.
And so much so that like.
She married a high school jock, did she?
No, Italian actually. And so much so that at the end of the week, you know, because it's all inclusive fun and all the rest. And so I think that the resort that they were at, she was so engaged with the activities, they asked her, would you consider staying on?
No way. Yeah. And being a rep.
Yeah. No.
Sorry, but my images though, I mean, that's like watching kind of, what were those Ibiza shows that we watched years ago? What were they called?
Can
anyone remember? What were they called? Those Ibiza shows, and there was a whole genre of them. I think that was the first one. Nobody can remember.
No, I'm looking at producer Claire.
Anyway, but and then imagining that is Ibiza, or imagining that kind of the documentary from Tormelinas is all the Costa del Sol.
So the Cancun definitely has all of that, like a big party zone. I mean, you can go an entire week in Cancun without speaking one word of Spanish or ever spending a Mexican peso. Like you can do everything in dollars.
Oh, right. Okay.
I mean, this is very much, this is the most un-Mexican of Mexican destinations. It's not Mexico as, but here's the thing, okay? The waters of the Caribbean are stunning. The beaches are incredible. Like, and depending on how you go, all-inclusive is the everything of the place. Like everyone more or less books a package. You can go for like super luxury. You can go for budget friendly. You can go for family friendly. It's got everything you could possibly want. 32,000 rooms.
Yeah.
In the place. 800,000 residents. This is big and bustling. And it's like, so everything centers on the zona hotelera or the hotel zone. So imagine this kind of narrow dog-legged strip of land, which is barely wide enough for like a single boulevard.
Sorry, Ibiza uncovered.
I mean, the fact that it took like 2.5 minutes to figure it out.
1998.
Yeah.
Top class.
So anyway, but imagine, so I'm just trying to give you a mental picture of the place. So imagine you've got like this strip of land, like, as I said, barely wide enough for a boulevard. On the one side, you've got the Caribbean. On the other side, a lagoon. Yeah, but what, like beautiful, beautiful water.
Mm.
And then now you have to line that single strip with massive resorts that look like pyramids or palaces or cubist sculptures. So as I said, it's that Vegas thing, but with, you know, also, you know, with a little bit of Miami in it as well. And remember, we're in the heart of what was once the key part of the Maya Empire.
Yeah, so is there that stuff to do as well?
Yeah, so you can do, like, there's great day trips from Cancun. I mean, obviously, look, most people are going out there, and the reason why Aer Lingus are flying from January to April is because that's the high season when the weather's at its best. It's just pristine. And, you know, for the vast bulk of people, they're like, look, I've traveled, you know, across the Atlantic to come here. I'm going to lie on the beach or lie by the pool. I'm just going to eat in my all-inclusive restaurant. And that's absolutely
fine.
Nothing wrong with
that.
But if you want, like, to break up the party, so the three places, so effectively going to, like, the Maya world. So, like, there's El Rey, San Miguelito, but, like these beautiful little places, like, with temples and sunbaked stone, iguanas, like, sunning themselves, like, and then you can go, you can make the pilgrimage. So about 3 hours by car to Chichen Itza, which is one of the big Maya cities. Mm. There's Tulum, which is slightly closer, maybe 2 hours by car, and then Coba. And like Chichen Itza, like, I would highly, highly recommend to anybody. So it's like the big pyramid of Chichen Itza, El Castillo, it's called. It's massive. And like, I mean, Tikal, which is another Maya city, is way too far. That's in northern Guatemala. But it's all of a piece. Like, you've got the Yucatan Peninsula. By the way, the Yucatan Peninsula is also where the asteroid...
Yeah, that killed the dinosaurs.
That killed the dinosaurs hit. So, you know, bit of history there.
Yeah, there is. History, some might call it. The... I'm not denigrating anybody's holiday choices.
No.
Because you're right. Like,
it's amazing.
I know plenty of people who go abroad and all they want to do is that. Lie by the pool, the all-inclusive... Absolutely, and that's fine. Whatever you're into, it's your holiday. But at the same time, what's the point in going all the way to Cancun to do that? Do you know, because all you need for that is the all-inclusive option and heat. And there's closer options to home if all you need is heat and inclusivity.
But there aren't any Maya ruins and you don't have
cenotes. Yeah, so you got to get out, see? You see,
me. So look, I'm not suggesting for a second that, like, going to visit Maya temples is somehow like a hidden gem of the Cancun experience. It's like massively popular. There's like gazillions of day trip or options that will give you that. Like,
yeah, okay.
Bring you out in the minibus to
from your hotel. Oh, they'll all do it.
Yeah, this
is a
massive thing.
Yeah.
The other one that you want, okay? So cenotes, which are swimming holes. I mean, they're technically swimming holes. But for the Maya, they're like these otherworldly portals, you know, I mean, not for the modern tourist who comes from, you know, from New York.
Yeah.
They're just like, wow, look at that cool swimming hole. And, but they're like, there's a couple of famous ones, one called Cenote de Ojos, of Cenote of the Eyes, and then there's the Hacienda Oxman. And like, I mean, it's hard to describe, like, you know, like, as a travel writer, it's always difficult to describe, like, really beautiful blue waters.
Yeah, what are your go-to adjectives?
Azure, emerald,
yes.
You know, it's like there's loads of different ways of describing it.
Mm.
But, like, I mean, you can cave dive, you can go snorkeling, and, like, it's the purity of the water. It's like you can go in and out of these, like, and so, for example, at Hacienda Oxman, there's, like, dangling vines. Like, the atmosphere is sensational. So to answer your first question about, like, look, why, if I need heat and food and an all-inclusive resort, why would I go all the way out there? This is one of the key reasons.
Those
because
things.
You're not going to find stuff like that closer
doesn't sound
to home.
Like it.
The other one is another popular, is the islands in Isla Mujeres, the island of the women. And, like, so it's a short ferry ride from Cancun, and here you've, like, an absolutely different world. So, like, I mean... sand as soft as sugar, like absolutely just so beautiful, like Playa Norte. There's like really kind of mellow beach bars. So whereas if Cancun is kind of buzzy and loud and
the beach in Cancun itself is a huge attraction, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And that's more like your kind of strip beaches in the south of Spain. Is it your banana boat rides, all of that,
jet skis,
everything you want.
And also worth pointing out is that like this is a tourism product developed with a North American tourist in mind.
Okay.
So it's quite evolved and developed. Now it has all of the obnoxious elements of like, you know, this that can somehow accompany kind of a Caribbean thing. But it is incredibly well developed from a tourism perspective. So like if you're going out and when you consider that packages from here start at around 1200, including flights for a week in an all-inclusive hotel.
That's good.
1200. Yeah, it's cheapest chip. Like it is. Yeah. Sorry, I was going to say cheapest chip.
I know, but sorry, but it is relatively affordable. Speaking, it, relatively that is very, affordable. Very good value.
Yeah, and so what you have, this is really good value right now.
Yeah,
I had a look. If you were just looking booking flights, so I was looking just before coming in. So flights go from 300 each way. Around the 400 is more reasonable, what you're going to find now. But I'm looking as well, it's on Aer Lingus, loads of days booked out already. So like the interest in this is astronomical. It's really, okay. really high. Look, I think when I heard rumors about this months ago that they were going to announce Cancun. And of course, Aer Lingus are like keeping stum and saying nothing. And then when they did announce it, it was just like, I felt like this feeling of excitement. I like the idea of a new place to go to. Like, for example, you know, I did Indianapolis and I covered it on the slot here. And I loved going there. I loved being there because it was new and a place that I wouldn't have otherwise gone to. Mm. And so you're kind of open to that experience. Yeah. When I heard about Cancun, I was like, I've been to Cancun before. As I said, my sister went on our honeymoon there. But I was like, this is so brilliant that we have a direct route now to Cancun from Dublin. I thought it was really, really exciting.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. They are great value prices.
Now, if you want, Kieran, think about it, obviously you being in the exalted kind of broadcasting position that you're in, maybe the entry level.
Well, I thought that when you mentioned the flights, I was like, well, that's for steerage, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're up front, I mean, but also as
I'm
well,
flying the plane, Fionn.
Why don't you, I mentioned, so this is developed for a North American tourist.
Yeah.
Who likes some, and if you like luxury, you like luxury. So what about a butler, your own personal infinity pool, a champagne breakfast?
Because I'd find it awkward to have my own butler. I'd feel I had to talk to him all the time. And, you know, how much does he know about the kind of junior hurling championship in Kilkenny? I don't know. That's my go-to.
But he would feign interest when you started telling him about the junior hurling.
If he's any measure of a butler.
He would go, sir. It'd be like Stephen Merchant.
My money's on Wine Gap this year, sir.
Do you watch Modern Family?
Yeah.
So you know the way Stephen Merchant plays the butler in like, he'd be like, that is the most fascinating story I've ever heard, sir. Tell me, junior hurling, you say? Yes, absolutely. Wonderful.
And what about kids? Kid friendly?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the thing is that like any, if you're going for a package, speak to an operator or look on whatever it is and go, that's the family friendly hotels that have the kids pools. And that's what I mean. It's like kids pools are like universes for children.
Yeah. Okay.
It's look, I tell you, I think it's a brilliant, brilliant new addition to the tourism landscape, certainly for Irish holidaymakers.
All right.
I think it's going to be immensely popular.
And as Fionn said, it's already immensely popular. Yeah. Some of the dates already sold out, so have a look if you're interested. Fionn Davenport, travel journalist, Lonely Planet author, will be back with The Ultimate Guide at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.